Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Shabbos, Daf Mem Beis. The Gemara number Aleph brings the following brisa, Tanu Rabbanan, Noisein Adam Chamen L'Toicha Tzoynon V'Loi Hatzoynon L'Toicha Chamen. A person may pour hot water into cold water, but he cannot pour cold water into hot water. Divrei Beis Shammai. B'Sila Loimrim, Bein Chamen L'Toicha Tzoynon U'Bein Tzoynon L'Toicha Chamen Mutter. A person may pour both hot water into cold water and cold water into hot water. Not like Beis Shammai, who says that he can't pour cold water into hot water. And the brisa continues by medra murim because aval bambati chamin l'toich atzoinon v'loi tzoinon l'toich hachamin. The machlokes b'shamin b'sol is by a kais, but not by an ambati. In an ambati, a person could pour hot water into cold water, but he can't pour cold water into hot water. If you look in Rashi, Dibur HaMaschil, chamin l'toich tzoinon, Rashi explains that the reason why, at least in b'shamai, Mesul agrees to this also, that you're allowed to pour hot water into cold water. The kasavar tato agavar ve'ein hachamin marsichin esatzoynon elo mafshirin. Rashi references a sugya m'sachim and other places in Chas. A machlekes ilo agavar tato agavar. What literally has stronger power, more kayach, the bottom or the top? So over here, I'm pouring hot water into cold water. Rashi says the reason why that's permitted is because tato agavar, the cold water which is on the bottom, is stronger. And the chamin is not going to heat up the cold water. Elo mafshirin, the chamin will just warm up the cold water. V'loi tzoynon l'toich chamin, but you cannot pour cold water into hot water. Shatachtoynim marsichim esel yonim to tato agavar. The reason why Beis Shammai says you can't pour cold water into hot water is because tato agavar, the bottom water, which is hot, is going to overpower, so to speak, the top water and heat up the top water, heat up the tzoynon, and that's us around Shabbos. And if you look in Rashi Dibur HaMaschil B'Kais, Rashi explains that the reason why Beis Hillel argues on Beis Shammai and says that you're allowed to pour cold water into hot water, Rashi says in a Kais, Dafka, Delishtia Kabay Elohu V'loi Nicha Leishiyachu Muharbei, he doesn't want it to get too hot, V'oi D'Klisheinihu. Also it's a Klisheini, and in the Klisheini there's no Isser Bishul. Beis Shammai must have a Gzera, but Beis Hillel holds, even when I pour Tzaylin into Chamin, it's going to be Mutter because it's only a Klisheini. If you look in Taisus and other Rishonim, they ask Rashi, who says that this sugya is based on the sugya of Tato Agavar, Ilo Agavar, it would seem that this sugya is a raya Tato Agavar. Because even Beis Hillel argues in Beis Shammai and says that in a kais, I'm allowed to pour cold water into hot water. But in a Kli Rishon, he says it's usher. It's only mutter because it's a Kli Sheni. But if it's a Kli Rishon, like Rashi learns the sugya of Ambati, there Beis Hillel holds, I'm not allowed to pour tzaden into chamin. Why? Because Tato Agavar. How is this going to stem with the sugya or the man of Amar that says Ilo Gavar, which I believe is Rav, and we're passing like Rav, we're passing like Beis Hillel. So Tosfos and the Rishonim ask, how could Rashi learn this sugya as a sugya of Tato Gavar, Ilo Gavar? And they also ask that even if you say Tato Gavar, there's still going to be a Bishul Kedei Klipa. And the sugya is over there, it's Mavur, that even when I pour the hot water into cold water, and that will be permitted because of Tato Gavar, the bottom water is the stronger, so to speak, stronger than the top water, but there's still a bishul of kedei klipa. So how's that mutter? Why can I pour the chamin into the tzoynon? Even if tato agavar, there's still going to be a bishul of kedei klipa. So the Pnei Yeshua and other achrayim answer for Rashi, and they say that our sugya of tato agavar is not the same sugya as tato agavar and ilo agavar of psachim. The sugya of psachim, tato agavar and ilo agavar, is discussing the sugyas of machalas asuris, the sugyas of noisein tam, and there is a machlaikis. What is stronger? What gives tam? Does the tata gavar give tam from the tata to the ilah? Do we say that the tam goes, travels, when I have something hot on the bottom and cold on top? We say that the bottom gives tam to the top? Or ilah gavar, when I have the hot on the bottom and the cold on the top, then the cold cools down the hot on the bottom. And we don't say that tam travels from the hot to the cold. And vice versa. But it's not a shaila and bishul. It's a shaila and giving over tam and blias. Mashaykin awasugya. Awasugya is a shaila of bishul. When I pour cold water into hot water, do I say that the hot water cooks the cold water before the cold water cools down the hot water? And this that Rashi uses the lashon of tata gavar is not referencing the sugya of ilah gavar tata gavar. Rashi is explaining the way the Pnei Yeshua understands. Beis Shammai holds when I pour cold water into hot water, that's usher. Why? Because tata gavar, meaning since it's derech bishul to pour cold water into hot water, it's forbidden on Shabbos, even in a kli sheni. However, Beis Hillel holds, unless it's a kli rishon, it's mutter. And that's why Beis Hillel says, in a regular cup, I'm allowed to pour cold water into hot water. That's Shitas Rashi. However, Taisus learns the Machlekes Beshar and Beis Hillel differently. Elaniro k'mashemer Rabbeinu Tam. I'm in Taisus Dibra Hamaskel Noisein. The Chamul Teich Tzoynon Mashmash Atzoynin Shel Mata Merubim Shederech Liten Amud BeMeruba. When I'm pouring hot water into cold water, it would seem that the bottom water, which are cold, are more, because the derech is to pour the less into the more. So whenever I'm pouring from, that's always less. When I'm pouring into, is always more. So the reason why I'm allowed to pour chamin into tzaynon, because we say the tzaynon on the bottom is meruba, and the chamin that's getting poured in is less. Ulekach ein mevashlim hachamin hamu'atim klal. Then the top water, which is hot, won't cook the bottom water, which is less. Since they get mixed up with the bottom waters, which are meruba, the cold waters, their chamimus becomes batel and there's no bishul. But I can't pour cold water into hot water, because then the bottom water, which is usually more, is hot, and that's more. And the less water, the smaller amount of water, which I'm pouring from, which is the water, the cold water, I'm pouring into the hot water, there's going to be a bishul, and that's going to be aser. And the Achronim point out, that's not really a sugya of roiv and miut. In other words, if when I'm pouring hot water into cold water, I happen to be pouring more hot water into less cold water, or the opposite, if I'm pouring cold water into hot water, which is normally aser according to Beis Shammai, if over there I'm pouring more cold water into less hot water, there may be mutter, according to Beis Shammai. And when Tosfos says the lashonis of roiv and miut, Tosfos is coming la'afuke the sugyas of ilah and tata, because the sugyas of ilah and tata are by taruvis, where I have a dover gush, not something which is lach. So I have two pieces of meat, or a piece of meat, and I have a liquid. There's a discussion, do I say tata gavar ilah gavar? Masha'enkein over here in our sugya, by chamin and tzaynon, where I have two dover lachs, I have a lach and a lach getting mixed together. Everything gets mixed together, so you can't discuss ilah and tata. So there, the sugya is roiv. But as we say, not necessarily roiv. Taisus means to say, what's going to bring to a yatzei ledes boy? Normally, it's based on roiv. Normally, I have whatever I have in the bottom pot, that's the roiv. And when I'm pouring from the top to the bottom, I'm pouring the less into the more. So there we say, normally, if I'm pouring tzaynon into chamin, so I'm pouring less tzaynon into more chamin. So there we're going to say that the tzaynon will become yatzei ledes boy, and it's going to be usher on Shabbos. Masha ein kein, chamin into tzaynon, usually the tzaynon is the more, and the chamin is the less, that's going to be mutter. But again, it's possible that if I have the opposite case scenario, if it's going to come to a case of yatzei ledes boy, then it's going to be usher either way. Have a wonderful day.